What in tarnation is the matter with you? Moping around here like you was half asleep.
Ah, shucks. There ain't nothing the matter with me. Just a little tired, that's all.
Tired? Why, dagnabbit, you ain't done enough this morning to make a flea tired.
Can't help it. I'm tired, I told you.
Well, tired or no tired, you're going to do some work around here. You're a partner in this store, and you can just do half the work.
So you do your half now, and I'll do mine this afternoon.
I'm damned if I will. You'll do it right now, same as I do. Take that case of tomato ketchup and put it up on the shelf. Go on now.
Yes, Chef. Yeah, where's the stepladder?
Right over there in the corner where it always is.
Right over here.
Yes, right over there in the corner.
Bring it over here, will you, Zeb?
Bring? What? Conshine, you go and get it yourself.
Yes, Chef. Told you I was tired, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and I don't want to hear no more about it.
I'm bringing it, ain't I?
Yes.
I'm holding
that
darn thing here.
2, 3, 5, 6, 11. And 2, 8, 2. What in tarnation are you going up there without the ketchup for?
Darn thing's heavy. You can hand it up to me, can't you?
No, I can't. I'm adding up Mrs. Newbride's account. Come on down and get it now. All darn foolishness going up there without anyway. Aw, dagnabbit, you made me lose my place here.
You always notice one thing. You always pick the easy jobs, don't you?
Sunshine, don't bother me. 2 and 3 is 5, and 6 is 11, and 4 is 15, and 3 is 18. Be careful there, Ed. That's a pretty big case to set on top of the stepladder.
Yeah, it ain't my fault. It's a darn big, is it? Yeah. I never packed it. You told me to bring it up here, didn't you?
Let me see now. We had 1 carry, 6, 1, 7, 8, 15. Hey, look out that case! Look out there! Dagnabbit. Now look what you've done. Just look at it there. Oh, look. Every dad one of them busted. Every one of them. $2.25 going to smash. Now what are you setting up there for, you darn fool? Eh?
Waiting for you to bring me another case of ketchup.
Another case of... Why... The way you're acting up there, I wouldn't trust you with a case of horseshoes. I swear I wouldn't.
I told you I was tired, didn't I?
Well, if you're too tired to come down, you just stay up there.
Maybe I will.
No, you won't. You come on down here and clean up this mess. Then I'll do it.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, fool, you're worse than the bull in the china shop.
Wait a minute. Slipped on that ketchup on the step.
Well, I hope you slip and break your neck.
Oh, gosh. You never know what you want, do you?
Go on now and clean it up. That's what I want now.
Well, what's the rush? I'm going to rest a little while.
Rest? Rest? Why, you ain't done nothing to rest for.
Can't help it. I told you I'm tired and I'm still tired.
Oh, there you go again talking about being tired. What in tarnation makes you so darn tired?
Not getting no sleep, I guess.
No sleep? Ed Peters, I told you the next time you went over to Jim Cady's and played 7-Up all night, I was there.
Yeah. I wasn't playing 7-Up at all.
Well, what was you playing then?
I was playing horse.
Playing horse? Oh, you darn fool. Well,
I was out at the barn all night with Flash, and you know it.
Why, consign it, ain't you got no sense at all?
Well, I haven't seen him for so long, and anyhow, you remember that piece we was reading the paper about the way prize fighters train?
Yes, I remember that, but I didn't see nothing in about sleeping with a horse.
Oh, shucks. It's the horse I'm training.
Well, what of it?
Well, it said they never let the fighter get lonesome, you see, and have people around him all the time.
Yes.
Well, Flash seemed like he was awful glad to see me when he got home yesterday, and when I started to leave him, he looked... blame lonesome that I did.
That you slept out in the barn all night.
No, I didn't neither. Well. I was afraid if I went to sleep, he wouldn't know I was there. So I just kind of patted him and talked to him all night.
Well, of all the gosh dang... You look here, Ed Peters. I'm getting sick and tired. You're carrying on that darn old horse. You spend $75 from the first place, and then you have to spend more and more all the time.
Yeah, but we need to...
And you sell my clothes to get the money to spend on him. Why, dagnabbit, if it lasts much longer, I'll be going around here stark naked, I say.
Oh, shucks.
And besides that, you ain't done a lick of real work since you got him. Darned if I'm not getting about enough of it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
Why, consign your hide, I'm going to check up some of these accounts. Oh, howdy, miss.
How do you do? Mr. Mr.
Winterbottom's my name, miss. And this is my partner, Ed Peters.
How do you do, Mr. Peters?
Pleased to meet you, lady.
Was there something you wanted?
Why, if I could have a few minutes of your time, I'd like...
I gotta go out to the barn and look after
you. You just stay right here till we see what she wants.
I'd like to discuss education with you gentlemen.
Well, you ain't the new school teacher, are you?
No. This is education from another angle. Did you go to college?
Well, no, we didn't. You see, me and Webb's been so busy.
Then you're just the kind of men I can help. I represent...
Oh, no, it's another one of them correspondence schools.
Oh, no, you're mistaken. It's something far better than that. I'm selling the compendium of knowledge.
The what?
The compendium of knowledge.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, you don't know no more than a rabbit what it is, and you know it.
Oh, I don't, do I?
No, you don't.
You think you're so dead darn smart? It's patent medicine.
Oh, I do like men with a sense of humor. But this is not a patent medicine. It's a set of books.
Oh, books. Well, now, I should tell you, we bought a book from a fellow that's around here a year or two ago, and we ain't had time to read it yet.
Oh, but please let me show you what these are. I'm selling them to pay my way through college, and I've only 4 more years to go. Oh, you will listen, won't you?
Yes, I suppose we can listen if that'll do you any good.
Well, I'm going out the barn.
No, you ain't. You ain't. You want us both to listen, don't you, miss?
Well, of course. Why, this set of 20 books is as good as a college education. You can find anything you want to know in it. Why, just glance over this sample volume.
Oh, that's one of the books, huh?
Yes, just one of the 20. Now look at this, for instance. The Mystery of the Brain.
It's got stories in it, has it? No, I always did like them detective stories.
Oh, it isn't a detective story. No, it tells all about the human brain. And this article tells all about mushrooms. Do you know how to tell the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool?
Yeah, eat them.
Oh, that's funny, Mr. Peters. But if you buy these books, you can tell without going to heaven to do it.
Sure. I couldn't buy no books. I got a horse to look at.
No, miss, you're just wasting your time. You see, we ain't got...
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom, you wouldn't keep a girl out of college, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, then please let me show you how wonderful these books are.
I got to go out and
shut it down. You can at least be decent enough to listen, can't you?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Winterbottom. Now, just look at this article. Pigs and hippopotamuses.
Pigs and what?
Hippopotamuses. There's a picture of one. Did you know that pigs and hippopotamuses come from the same family?
From the same family? Well, I'll be darned. You know, I've seen some hogs. I thought it was pretty good size, but I guess they were just runts after all.
And here's an article. Oh, please. Look at this article. How racehorses are trained in Kentucky.
Huh? What'd you say that is?
How racehorses are trained in Kentucky.
Hey, how much is them books?
Why, they're $2.
$2, huh? Just a minute.
Here, Ev, what in tarnation
you... You keep out of this. Keep your trap shut. Here you be, miss. But you've got to leave this book here right now. You can send the rest of them later.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Peters. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize how interested you are in education. Just fine right here, and I'll give you a receipt for the $2.
Ev, you darn fool, you better...
That's right, Mr. Peters. Oh, thank you so much. The other 19 books will be delivered by parcel post in 2 or 3 days. Goodbye.
Come, son, you old fool. You never will learn, will you? I never see the beat of you. I'm found the next time I get a partner, if I live to be 1,000 years old, his name won't be Peters or Ebb either.
Now, shut. Ain't done nothing.
Let me see that paper.
Shut. $2. You're always getting angry at nothing.
Let me see.
$2 is nothing for a book that tells you how to train a racehorse.
Let me see that bill. Let me see that paper you signed here.
Shut. You wouldn't know how to read the book if you did have it.
Say, keep your trap shut while I read this, what you've signed. Wait a minute. Then, a month for 24 months. And, you're a dang fool. You know what you've done?
What?
You've gone and signed up to pay $75 for them darn books. $3 a month.